We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're on page Kuf Nun Chet. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Avram Lev Ben Chaim, that's Rav Micha Hyman's late father-in-law. It's Neshama Sherev Naliyah. We're on page Kuf Nun Chet. That's the sixth chapter, the 12th halakha. Vida, Chafetz Chaim says, I want you to know, Tafilu Dvarim HaNikarim Mamash, even if someone tells us a juicy piece of Lashon Hara, some slander, and there seems to be a lot of supportive evidence. So all the supportive evidence can make it that a person himself can believe the story he's told. That does not make it permissible to go and tell others what we believe. Someone told you something, a juicy piece of information of someone else, and suddenly you have all kinds of supportive evidence, that only makes it that you might be allowed to believe yourself, but not that you can then go and tell others the information you heard. It's not better than a situation where you personally witnessed something shameful about someone else, that there's no permission to just go around telling people, ruining someone's reputation. So what? So you know it's true. So there's still prohibition of Lashon Hara. So when someone tells us Lashon Hara, even if we have supportive evidence, that might make it that we can believe him, but it certainly doesn't make it permissible to tell over what we've heard. Uchmoshim Va'aleel, as was explained earlier in Klal Dalet, Sif Gimel V'dalet. V'da'od, I want you to know also, says the Chafetz Chaim, דבכל אופן אסור לסמוך על היתר זה שדרים הנקרים ממש להפסידו על ידי זה ממון או להקותו. חפץ חיים says, you might be told a juicy piece of slander, and then you see supportive evidence, and you're convinced it's true. Well, that only can bring you to the point of believing it. But even if you have supportive evidence, that does not allow one to cause the person to lose money or to go and beat him up over it. You heard the story. It sounds true because of whatever supportive evidence you've witnessed. That doesn't mean, just because you've decided it's true, because you have enough supportive evidence, that doesn't allow us to take action against the person. If we haven't had a court case, or if we haven't had two witnesses, if we haven't had real evidence, if the fact that we might have enough supportive evidence to believe it, well, that doesn't allow us to take action against the person. There's protocol. You want to take action against the person, you have to make sure that you have the evidence that's really necessary in order to take action. So what we learned tonight was that when you have supportive evidence, you can be brought to a point where you're allowed to believe the slander. That does not permit one to tell it to others. That's only vis-a-vis oneself. And one would not be allowed to take action against the person just because there's enough supportive evidence in his own mind to believe the story. That does not allow us to cause him monetary or physical harm.